水在起波澜，但是主他在说平安。
So there, even though there are wrinkles on the waters, but the Lord speaks peace.
主要带我们进入一个安息，是有福的安静。
The Lord wants to take us into this blessed quietness.
一个圣洁的安静。
This holy quietness.
是满有主同在的一个安息。
A quietness that is with the Lord.
导致我们一起交通一个题目，叫做要安静做工。
So this morning we're going to talk about how to be skilled and work.
这是帖撒罗尼迦后书蛮特别的啊，讲到一句话。
And in the Second Thessalonians, it talked about this.
我们一起来读一下帖后第三章第十二节。
Together, let's read Second Thessalonians 3:12.
我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐各界这样的人要安静做工，吃自己的饭。他说到要安静做工。
He says that you work in quiet fashion.
我们不太晓得为什么保罗他特别对帖撒罗尼迦教会讲到要安静做工，也劝勉他们要立志做安静人。
So here, we are not sure why Paul has to say this to the brothers and sisters in the church of Thessalonia. He tells them to work in quiet fashion.
在使徒行传第十七章
In Acts chapter 17,
十一节他讲到皮里亚人呢是咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
He says here in Acts chapter 17:11 that now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonia.
他们甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经。
For they received the words with great eagerness.
好像帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们虽然有在很多方面有很美好的见证。
That even though maybe the church in Thessalonica, maybe they do a lot of good things.
保罗称赞他们因信心所做的功夫。
Because Paul already commended them on the work that they have done through faith.
他们为爱心所受的劳苦。
And the labor that they have done through love.
他们已经认识主耶稣基督要来，他们有一个何等宝贵的盼望，他们忍耐。
And the church of Thessalonica, because they know the coming of the Christ again, that they work patiently.
但是也许他们思想可能活动得太快。
But maybe the people of the church of Thessalonica, they think too much.
特别讲到就是说，皮里亚人呢，他们对于查考圣经方面是比帖撒罗尼迦教会这些弟兄姊妹们还要更棒的哈。
Especially in Acts chapter 17, Paul talked about that the people in Berea, they are more diligent in reading the scripture than the church of Thessalonica.
我们相信弟兄姊妹，我们也都经历到，当你在读圣经的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we read the scripture,
我们需要里面有一个安静的心。
We need to read with a still mind.
读圣经不在头脑里面的分析。
That reading the Bible is more than just understanding and knowledge in your brain.
很多时候头脑太活跃了。
A lot of times if you are overthinking things,
反而你在主的话里面好像就是读不进去。
Then maybe the words can penetrate into your heart.
曾经有一个弟兄，他带领我们读圣经。
There was a brother that when he led us to read the Bible,
那个弟兄圣经读得很好。
And that brother knew the Bible really well.
他说我们教导我们这些年轻人啊，教我们一个秘诀。
And then he was telling us a trick, a secret on how to read the Bible.
他说读圣经就要不求甚解。
And then he said that when you read the Bible, you are not asking for...
不要 try too hard to understand.
When you read the Bible, don't try too hard to understand it.
那时候我们是学生。
That at that time I was only a student.
那跟学生的原则好像是完全相反的。
And then what he is telling me is exactly the opposite of what I'm doing.
但是弟兄姊妹，慢慢的我们进入主的话。
But brothers and sisters, when we slowly merge into His Word,
我们真的知道不在头脑的里面，我们来明白它。
Then we know that it is more than just knowledge that we're receiving.
需要圣灵在我们里面来开我们的眼睛。
But it is the Holy Spirit that has to open up our eyes.
在今天这个时代，是魂的活动非常活跃、忙碌的一个时代。
So in this age, our soul is always very busy.
从孩子很小的时候。
Even when the kids are very young,
好像他们就需要受到很多的刺激。
That they now have to be stimulated.
那从小到现在，你看多少年轻人，他只要闲下来，他耳朵就要戴上一个东西。
Now in the newer generation, how often do they just have a headphone over the ears?
比如说那里面的那个声音哈，我在一个年轻人呐、啊，他叮叮当当、叽叽喳，我不晓得他在听什么，但是那个魂的那个被那些东西所充满。
that when I meet a teenager or a younger person, when they hear the headphones, there's always a song going on. I don't know why they're always so busy-minded.
那今天在这个时代里面，
So today in this age,
有什么样的情形他们总要夸大，总要宣传比实际的可能多得多。
Whatever they say, they always exaggerate. They want to capture attention. Whatever they do, they want you to pay attention.
我们看见安静跟喧嚷是完全不一样的。
But we see that to be still and to be in quietness versus to be exaggerating and attracting attention is two very different things.
我们都知道这个时代是很忙碌的。
That we know that this age we are all busy.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要殷勤。它并不是讲到安静，就是我们什么都不再去做。它是安静的去做工。
In the Bible, it tells us to be diligent in our labor. So that means that we're not just being still and not doing anything.
所以安静不是死寂。
So to be still, not to be lazy.
殷勤不是忙乱。
But to be diligent doesn't mean just to be busy.
安静和喧嚷是不一样的。
That to be still and to attract attention are two very different things.
在列王记上第十九章。
In 1 Kings chapter 19,
我们看见以利亚他遇到一个情形。
We see that Elijah has now seen this.
使得神叫他站在山上。
He asked him to stand on top of a mountain.
在他的面前，耶和华要从那里经过。
And then before him, Jehovah will pass by.
忽然间有烈风大作。
And all of a sudden, there are these great winds.
登山碎石。
And then there are all these rocks on the mountain.
圣经说耶和华却不在其中。
But then he says that the Lord was not in the fire.
他说风后有地震。
And he said that after the earthquake, there is a fire.
耶和华也不在其中。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
我们读一下十二节。
Let's read verse 12 together.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。火后有微小的声音。
A sound of gentle blowing.
哎呀，神是在那微小的声音里面。
But the Lord is in the sound of gentle blowing.
神临到以利亚，神在他里面说话，把那个生命能力来带给他。
That the Lord now comes to Elijah and gives him this new life and strength.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们神他在我们里面，那个声音，你说是一个微小的声音。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord speaks to you in your heart, it comes with a quiet voice.
也许我们常常会有一个疑问说，主你今天仍然说话吗？
So maybe sometimes you have doubts and says, Lord, are you still speaking to me today?
为什么好像我都听不见呢？
How come I can never hear you?
是的，主今天仍然说话。
Yes, I hear that the Lord is still speaking to you.
多少时候我们在魂的里面忙忙碌碌的。
But a lot of time in our soul, we are just so busy and occupied.
我们心思永远有好多的事情需要去烦恼。
That in our mind, there are all these things we have to take care of.
没有一个安静的心，没有办法听见那个微小的声音。
We can't be quiet so that we can hear this soft voice.
那这个微小的声音，
And this soft voice.
弟兄姊妹，主要从里面吸引我们安静等候在他的面前。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to draw us to Him so that we can be still and hear His soft voice.
很多时候，神儿女在祷告，有时候我们也是祷告的非常的忙啊。
A lot of times when we prayed with a busy voice.
常常我们想到有这个事要祷告，有那个事要祷告。
We'll think of these things I got to pray for, that things I got to pray for.
那我想这都是已经非常感谢主，非常宝贵了。
But even though when we prayed, we are full of thankfulness.
我们讲了好多话。
That we will speak continuously to the Lord.
祷告最后一句讲什么？
And then what do we end our prayer in?
奉主耶稣基督的名，然后呢？阿门。
We'll always say in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
那我们的意思呢？阿门呢？就是我的话讲完了。
And when we say Amen, that means that I have now completed my prayer.
那我们的祷告就结束了。
And then we're done.
弟兄姊妹，有没有想到说，主说我还没开始讲话嘞？
But then have you really think about it that the Lord has not spoken back to you yet?
我们的话讲完了。
You have now finished telling him what you want.
我们有没有给主机会？他要说话。
Did you give him a chance to speak back to us?
哦，他在里面有那个微小的声音。
That he is this soft voice in you.
今天我们说在属灵里，主也给我们许多宝贵的经历。
Today we talked about how spiritually we have all these experiences.
但是我们看见保罗他在林后第十二章第二节，他讲到说，我认得一个在基督里的人。
But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2, he says that I know a man in Christ.
他说在他前四年被提到三层天上去。
That 14 years ago, this man was caught up in the third heaven.
我想每一个读的时候都知道，他说认得一个在基督里的人，这个人呢就是保罗他的自己。
And I think everyone knows that when they read these words, when Paul says that I know a man in Christ, this man is Paul himself.
Oh, 他那个经历是三层天上的经历。
And what he has experienced is he has experienced that the third heaven.
听见那隐秘的言语。
He heard God's voice.
但是我们看见14年好像他没有说什么。
But then we know that now in these 14 years, he did not proclaim anything.
或在身内我不知道，或在身内身外我也不知道，只有神知道。
And then he says here that whether in the body I do not know, only God knows.
保罗与主之间他有一些的关系，有一些的经历，他不是到处在外面去宣扬。
That now that Paul has this experience with God, he is not just telling everyone what he has done.
主教我们在今天这个忙碌的时代，
Because God asks us in this busy world，
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意有一个安静的心思？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be still？
有一个生活在我们的里面，外面是很忙碌，但是里面呢，你却有一个说不出来的安静。
Can we live a life such that we are surrounded by busy things, but inside of us, we are still?
在哥林多前书14章33节说，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33, it says, For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
诗篇35篇，他讲到有一种人叫做地上的安静人。
In Psalm 35, it's talked about the people who are quiet in the land.
这些人呢，他们是顺服神心意的一般人。
And these are the people that are diligent to God's word.
照着神的旨意来过生活的一般人。
And they're living their life according to God's word.
这边告诉我们，神的旨意呢，他不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
For here it says that for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, today now we have Christ's life.
今天圣灵他掌权在我们身上。
And today it is the Holy Spirit that is taking sovereignty in us.
常常当我们离开了他的旨意。
And there are times when we depart from His will.
里面就好像那个安静，那个安息就失去了。
Then all of a sudden we don't feel peaceful anymore.
因为主在我们里面，他是我们不能摇动的那个安息。
Because it is the Lord who is our peace.
主不是叫人混乱。
That our God is not a God of confusion.
他要人安静。
But of peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, thanks to the Lord.
在今天的时代，在外面，在我们心思里面，常常有多少的忙碌。
That today in this age, we are surrounded by many, many different busy things.
但是盼望我们彼此勉励。
But I hope that we can encourage each other.
我们一起来追求，一起来学习。
So that together we can pursue and learn.
也一起来经历。
To experience.
在圣经里面好多地方讲到说有一个安静。跟我们想象的可能不太一样。
That in the Bible it talks of this one peace, a peace that is not of this world.
他讲到里面的一个平静安稳。
It talked about this peace and quietness.
能够超过四维的环境。
Something that could overcome all circumstances around you.
我们一起来读诗篇第131篇第二节。
Together, let's read Psalm chapter 131, verse 2.
我的心平静安稳，好像灌过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像灌过奶的孩子。我不知道大家读这一篇诗篇有没有觉得这句话非常的特别。
I don't know that if you read these words, do you feel so special about these words?
今天一个要吃奶的孩子在他母亲怀中，这个是一个非常自然的事情。
Today, for an infant who needs milk to rest in his mother's bosom, that is something normal.
但是这边讲说一个断过奶的孩子。
But here it talked about a weaned child, a child who no longer drink milk.
他已经长大了。
Now this child is all grown up.
他可以靠着自己来行走来生活了。
And now this child can walk and talk.
他特别讲说是一个断过奶的孩子。
Here, it talked about that this is a weaned child, someone who doesn't need milk anymore.
他好像不需要在母亲的怀里了。
Then he has no need to be in his mother's bosom.
啊，但是这篇诗很美的地方就这么特别。他说是一个断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
But here in this psalm, it talked about how this winded child rests against his mother.
他说我的心平静安稳。
Just like my soul is now quiet.
弟兄姊妹，一个长大的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, even a child who is now grown up.
他认识到一件事情。
There is one thing that now he learned.
他永远不能依靠他的自己。
That he can never rely simply on his own.
他永远需要来依靠神他的自己。
Yet he realized that he always needs to rest against God.
他这边形容到是断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
Here it described it as a winded child rests against his mother.
很多时候我们觉得我已经有自己的能力。
A lot of times we feel that we are now with our own strength.
我靠着自己我能够解决这个问题。
And with my own strength, I can take care of anything.
你觉得我现在长大了。
And because now I'm grown up.
但是我们里面好像失去了那个平静安稳。
But they tell you that it is at that time that you lost your inner peace.
其实真的来讲，无论我们有多少的经历。
Now realistically, it doesn't matter how much you have experienced.
我们时刻不能离开主他的自己。
That at all times we cannot depart from the Lord.
诗篇有六篇，诗篇叫做大卫的金诗。
Now there are six psalms in the book of Psalms that these are the golden psalms of David.
他们特别讲到那是好像金子一样的诗篇。
He talked about how what are like gold.
如果我们去看大卫写那六篇，都是在他受许许多多苦难的时候。
Now when we look at this sixth book of Psalms that David wrote, this is written during his toughest time.
在他被扫罗追杀的那段日子。
It is in the time where he was persecuted by Saul.
弟兄姊妹，他写那些诗篇呢，叫做金诗。
Brothers and sisters, those six books in Psalms are called the golden Psalms.
我们看见十六篇何等的宝贵。
We see Psalm 16, how precious it is.
他认识到唯有神是他的一切。
He talked about that only God is his all.
他告诉神说，我的好处不在你以外。
He says that there's nothing good aside from you.
是的，外面有好大的需要。
And yes, maybe I have a great need.
但是他说耶和华，只有耶和华自己是他的产业。
Yes, David said that only the God, only the Lord Himself is his inheritance.
他认识到我的产业是何等的美好。
And he recognized that now his inheritance is great.
神用神量给我们的地界，坐落在那佳美之处。
That whatever God has now provided for me, this is now in my inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须像是断了奶的孩子。你说我现在已经是一个大人了。
So brothers and sisters, maybe even though we are now a winded child, we are now all grown up.
我有好多的学习，我有好多的经历。
That I have now have a lot of experience and learnings behind me.
但是我们认识一件事，你要得着那个平静安稳吗？
One thing we know is that if you want this inner peace,
我们仍然需要在母亲的怀中。
Then we need to be resting against our mother.
啊，我们仍然在我们父神的里面，单单的仰望他。
That we still only long for our Father God.
让他自己成为我们唯一的满足。
So that he himself can be our only satisfaction.
我们认识我们的神，他是以利沙代的神。
That we now know that God is our El Shaddai,
他是母亲胸怀的神。
That he is like a mother's bosom.
他是全有全足全丰的那一位。
He is this almighty, all-sufficient, and all-abundant God.
我们盼望诗人这边所写的，今天让我们真的来进入，来经历。
And I hope that what the psalmist wrote about in these words, we can all experience it.
我们的心平静安稳。
That we can now be composed and quiet our soul.
好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
Like a winded child rests against his mother.
他再强调我的心在我的里面真像断过奶的孩子。
And my soul is now like a winded child within me.
我们认识到说这是主给我们在每一天生活里面他要我们这样子来依靠他。
Let us realize that that's what God wants. He wants us to rest against Him.
有的时候我们遇见好大外面的挑战。
There are times when we have these great challenges on us.
我们也努力的去预备。
And we prepare ourselves for it.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你真正来面对的时候，
But brother and sisters, when you actually face this challenge,
你现在有没有一个平静安稳呢？
Are you facing it with peace?
多少时候我们一靠自己，你发现那个平静安稳失去了？
How many times when you count on your own strength, you lost your peace?
我们所要的又是在主以外，我们常常得不着那个平静安稳。
Whatever we want, if it's apart from the Lord, then it's not peaceful.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
So today that we are now saved.
今天主不是叫我们说你外面环境只要靠他，或者是说你一切就是平顺的。
And the Lord never promised that once we believe in Him, everything will go smoothly.
这学生要考试，不是说你拼命祷告，主就帮助你，你就不用去努力了。
And for a student, it takes much more than just a prayer to get an A.
今天我们好多要尽上自己的责任。
And there are many things that we have to put in our own effort too.
要安静做工。
To work quietly.
但是弟兄姊妹，主在我们的生活里面，他叫我们一面，你说我有好多的经历，我去面对这些环境。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to realize that it is more than experience that is behind us.
但是我们的心时刻不能离开主他自己。
But it takes a heart to be with Him always.
每一件事情都需要来依靠他。
In all things, we rest against Him.
以前我在做程式软件的时候，常常有这样的经历。
When I was a programmer, I have many experiences to share.
多少时候你觉得，哎呀，这个很简单的事情，我靠我自己没有问题。
And there are many times when I thought that this is an easy program to write, I can just write myself.
啊，这位老师就发现说，大半天坐下来怎么搞的，就是做不出来。
And then it is those times that it takes me days to figure out what's wrong.
有的时候我们在那里。遇到一个拦阻，
And there are times when we know that there is a challenge.
你发现好像怎么做怎么做就是出不来。
And then whatever you try to do, you can't solve that problem.
直到我们的心愿意转向主。
Until that day when you turn to the Lord.
向主承认，我不能靠自己来做任何的事情。
And confess to the Lord that I cannot count on only my strength.
我们需要回转到主的面前。
And we need to repent to the Lord.
来倚靠他。
To rely on him,
来亲近他
to rest against him,
这是主要给我们的生活
and that's exactly what the Lord wants.
经历到里面有一个平静安稳
He wants us to experience this inner peace.
我记得以前在学校的时候有一次下面有五个教授他们 来考试
I remember that when I was still a student there's five professors that are trying to test me.
那种考试呢是他随便问问题的
And then in this test, they just asked me whatever random question came to their mind.
哦，那是一个最可怕的考试。你不是今天读完了这一科，读了这本书，他来考你。他这五个人坐在下面，随便的问你问题。
And I tell you that that's the hardest test to prepare because you don't know what random question is going to hit you.
照天人来讲，那个压力很大很大的。
And then for a natural man, the pressure is tremendous.
天然来讲，那紧张那是说不出话来的。
For a natural man, the pressure is so overwhelming that you might be speechless.
但是我记得在那一次很清楚。
But I remembered on that one time I was so clear.
我们把这一切交在主的手里面。
That it is lying in the Lord's hand.
不是靠着自己。
Not through my own strength.
我再怎么准备，我还是非常紧张。
It doesn't matter how much I prepare myself, I would still be nervous.
但是我宁可向主说，主啊，我像那个断了奶的孩子在母亲的怀中。
So I much rather tell the Lord that I am like the winded child resting against you.
我需要主他的同在。
I need you to help me.
那天五个教授在下面。
And on that day, the five professors, when they asked me,
当我经历一个说不出来里面的平静安稳。
And in me, there is this unshakable peace.
你没有办法来形容。
I don't even know how to describe it.
跟我们天然生命天然的反应好像完全不一样的。
It is completely opposite of what a natural man would do.
当我们经历到我们说主你在我们的里面就是那个不能摇动的安息。
When we can experience the Lord inside of us as the inner peace that is unshakable.
那整个经历弟兄姊妹我们人生中可能有这个经历那个经历。
And in our life, we have this experience and that experience.
当你这样子来经历过后经过了好多年你回想起来很甘甜的。
And then after that one particular experience, if you think about it years from now, you will still see that it's sweet.
很多的经历我们若是靠着自己啊头破血流的回想起来哇那个是多少的坎坷。
And then there are experiences that when we just rely on our own might, we got hurt.
主要我们平静安稳活在他的里面。
The Lord wants us to rest in him.
以赛亚书第三十章第十五节。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15.
我们一起来读一下。
Together.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在主归回安息；你们得力，在主平静安稳；你们竟是不肯。这边讲到两个，一个说到你们得救在乎归回安息。
Here he talked about two things. It says in repentance and rest you will be saved.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
But in quietness and trust is your strength.
今天我们需要归回安息。
So today we need to repent and rest.
在基督里，唯有他自己是我们的安息。
And in Christ, He is our rest.
我们得力在乎平静安稳。
But He says that our strength lies in quietness and trust.
今天活动很激烈的时候，
Today when our soul is so busy,
或者我们天然生命被搅动的时候，
and when our worldly life is now stirred,
我们摸不着那个能力，
we can no longer touch this strength.
得力在乎是在那个平静安稳的里面。
But here it says that our strength lies in quietness and trust.
因此呢，很多做父母的，我想我们都有经历。
So brothers and sisters, as parents, I think we share a lot of experience together.
孩子很快，他们呢从小那么可爱，一下子都到了青少年的阶段。
That a child were just an infant, now they're a teenager.
那青少年呢？当我们不能说不可爱哈。
Now I can't say that the teenagers are not worthy of love.
但是很多父母就在这段时间呢，他们讲说让他怎么样抓狂哈。
But then a lot of times the parents would describe that these teenagers are driving me nuts.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天特别当你遇到这样的一个情形，
But brothers and sisters, I tell you that when you have this experience,
做父母的，我们里面有没有进入那个平静安稳的里面？
As a parent, do you go into this place where you can have quiet?
当你天然生命被激动的时候，
When your worldly life is now stirred,
我们回想看看，我们那个时候讲的话，或者你发脾气所说的，有没有那个能力是从神来的？
When you think about the times when you're throwing a temper, is it strength from God?
得力在乎平静安稳。
Is that here? Is that our strength lies in quietness and trust?
怎么样进入这个平静安稳呢？
How do we go into this quietness and trust?
这个是神儿女，我们需要在主的面前，很多时候也是我们需要好像来有一些的操练。
And this is exactly what we need to practice on.
很多的真理帮助我们。
A lot of truth will help us.
叫我们怎么样放下我们的自己。
To help us and lead us to empty ourselves.
但是承认一件事情，很多时候我们的魂好像并不受我们那么容易的去管制它。
But one thing we have to confess is that our souls are not controllable at times.
我们需要从真理进入。
That we have to go into truth, the truth.
我虽然生命，我们已经与主同死同埋葬，我已经与他一同的复活，他赐给我新的生命。
To realize that our worldly life is died with Christ on the cross, and now we have a new life.
但是在我们每一天的生活当中，
and we have to do this in our daily life.
主要吸引我们，我们要练习进入。在基督里面有一个平静安稳在我们的里面。
In our daily life, in a lot of these circumstances, the Lord wants to draw us close to Him so that we can practice this quietness.
我们说早上起来的时候，你跪在主的面前。
You may say that when we wake up first thing in the morning, when we kneel down before the Lord.
很多人他说我不祷告还好，一要安静祷告，好像那个魂就停不下来了。
A lot of people would say that, well, if I try to do it, then actually my soul gets stirred.
一下想到这件事，一下想到那件事。
I would now first worry about this thing and then think about the other thing.
主要我们关上门。
But the Lord asks us to close the door.
把他以外的这些关掉。
To isolate ourselves from everything.
他让我们进入内室。
He wants us to go into our inner room.
弟兄们，这需要我们花时间。
Brothers and sisters, it takes time and practice.
你开始的时候觉得好像我的魂很难受我的控制。
In the beginning, you may think that I cannot take hold of my soul.
但是我们要叫声服我，叫我们这个人被改变。
But then we have to put ourselves in the Lord so that we can be changed.
有的时候我自己喜欢做一些非常，也许就是很 routine 很看起来是很怎么讲呢？不一定是很有兴趣的事情。
A lot of times I do things out of routine.
以前我们有发那个每一个月有一些的周
Before, we used to have a monthly newsletter.
很多时候弟兄姊妹大家像祷告会完啊或什么时候一起做其实蛮快也就都把它折好了然后装订啊贴label啊好多的工作其实大家一起做
And there are times, maybe after Wednesday night, brother and sister will help me put this program, put this newsletter together, to fold it, to staple it, to put a marker on it, everything.
但也有好多次,
but there are also times
是我自己, 我一个人慢慢慢慢地在那里做,
that I had to do everything by myself.
可能这同一个动作一做呢, 做了差不多七八个小时,
it's the same motion that you got to do to, for, everyone, to every, for every newsletter to be done. It may take 7 to 8 hours by myself.
但是弟兄姊妹有时候我觉得我需要这样的一个这个过程因为我们的心常常安静不下来。
But brothers and sisters, I used it as a time that I could quiet myself.
但是越做呢, 你享受那个平静安稳。
And then the more I do this routine work, I become still.
越做呢, 你进入里面那个安息。
And the more I do the same thing, I now go into this quietness.
进入与主的同在。
To go into this place where I can feel the Lord.
慢慢你知道说, 弟兄姊妹, 在我们的生活里面, 其实每一个时刻, 里面是可以经历到有一个平静安稳的。
And brothers and sisters, I tell you that at all times, we can go into this quietness and feel the Lord's presence.
也可以说你可以经历到外面可以很忙碌有很大的压力。
And put it in other words, even though you may be surrounded by pressure and busyness,
但是里面有一个平静安稳。
Yet you can still experience this peace at the same time.
今天, 这个跟外面的繁忙其实是完全不冲突的。
And today I tell you that this inner peace has nothing to do with what is surrounding you.
这是主要我们享受的。
The Lord wants us to enjoy this peace.
在我们进入这是一个好像一个非常正常的一个生活的情形。
He wants us to be part of this peace in our daily life.
但是就天然来讲是的我们一面要认识到这是一个何等有福的主要我们能够经历的。
And as a man, we have to understand how blessed that it is what the Lord wants us to have.
另外一方面呢, 有的时候我们这个人就是, 你要让自己来操练这样的一个经历。
And on the other hand, it takes practice for us to reach this stage.
有时候我们尝到了一点, 你说, 哇, 这不是我, 这不是我, 但是这个安静, 这个平静安稳, 你说, 好等的宝贵。
And there are times when you get a little taste of this peace, you want more of it.
但是可能下面遇到另外一件事情，我们又抓狂了哈，我们里面又完全失去了那个平静安稳。
But even though you want this peace so badly, when the next thing comes, you now lost it and you're nuts again.
很多主恩的滋味啊，当你尝过了，尝过了主，哎呀，我们里面有一个羡慕。
And when we taste this sweetness, we want more of it.
我们说主啊，这个是真的。
And we said that the Lord, I want this.
我盼望更多来得着。
And I want more of this.
我盼望这就是我生活一个正常的情形。
And I want this to be a part of my regular life.
常常你需要从很小的事情上，我们来操练。
But I tell you that we have to start practicing in small things.
一个环境临到的时候，弟兄姊妹，不是由我天然生命逼着我来反应。
So when a challenge comes to me, it is not my natural self that gives the first response.
我们能不能在那一个刹那，我们 我们说主啊，你是我的生命。
Can we at that moment proclaim the Lord, you are my life?
主啊，我们祷告主，他在我里面是那个平安。
Can we make a decision and say, Lord, we pray that you are my peace?
当我所有天然人好像都要在那里爆发的时候，我们能够做一个拣选，说主啊，你是我的生命。
When my natural self wants to explode, can I sit down and be calm and say, you are my peace?
我愿意放下我的自己。
And I am willing to deny myself.
放下我的自己。
To empty myself.
啊，这是一个何等。 有福哈主给我们有这样的一个今天有这样的一个权利，因为他已经做成了这些工作，我们可以做这个拣选。
And how blessed are we that now we have the power to choose to have this peace.
当主活在我们的里面，
When the Lord dwells in us,
你就经历到有一个平静安稳。
Then we can experience this peace.
但是可能你说在这个短的时间里面，我们经历过。 感谢主, 非常的甘甜。
But maybe we can only experience for a very short amount of time.
可是我们整个魂要安静下来，真的是需要操练。
But I tell you that it takes a lot of practice so that we could experience it always.
要花时间等候在主的面前。
It takes time and effort to be sealed before the Lord.
要花时间让你的魂好像能够受你的管制，能够安静下来。
To spend time try to contain our soul.
很多时候读圣经
，just like a lot of times when we read the Bible.
我们需要有一个平静安稳的心。
We need to read it with a quiet mind.
学生在读书的时候
，Oppositely, when a student is reading his textbook,
能够读得好，读得不好，很关键一个就是里面能不能够有一个平静安稳。
For a student to understand the textbook, it makes a difference if he is paying his attention to what he's reading.
以前我看我们家老三，他高中的时候那个功课是非常的忙碌。
That I looked at my third daughter when she was in high school. She was always busy.
她自愿的，她参加一个 IB program 是比较难、最难的一个 program.
That she voluntarily joined this program, a program that asked for more.
她又参加什么网球队啊，又是什么跆拳啊什么，但有很多的活动，所以你看见她已经排得很满了。
She was also in the tennis team and other activities, and she has always been busy.
还有所有教会的活动。
And including all the activities at our church.
我想说他怎么样去面对这么大的压力。
And then I thought about how she, such a young girl, could face all these challenges every day.
感谢主，常常看见他在读书的时候，他觉得压力太大了。
But thanks to the Lord, whenever she feels overwhelmed,
他就把圣经打开。
And she would now open up her Bible.
他读一些主的话。
And she started reading the Bible.
然后他安静在主的面前。
And then she was stilled before the Lord.
然后他再继续的读。
And then after that, she could go on with her studying.
有时候你看见他从楼上走下来，走到一半，他就停在那里。
And then a lot of times when she was coming up from upstairs, down the stair, in the middle of it,
里面需要与主连在一起。
At that point, she wanted to be connected with the Lord.
有时候我看了都蛮羡慕的。
And then when I was looking at her, I was jealous.
这是一个她过的一个生活。
And because this is now her regular life.
感谢主，后来她第一名毕业。
And thanks to the Lord, now she was the first place in her grade.
我知道不是靠她自己。
I knew that it is not because of who she is.
他也非常清楚，不是靠他自己。
And she also understands that it is not relying on just who her might is.
得力在乎平静安稳。
But here it tells us that our strength lies in quietness and trust.
我们把这两句一起来再读一次哈。得救在乎
平静安息，
得力在乎
平静安稳。
盼望这些交通弟兄姊妹，这是非常实际，在我们生活中，我们可以一起来学习，我们可以一起来享受的。
And I hope what I'm telling you, you could use it in your life in a practical way, how we can live in quietness.
我们一起来读帖前第四章第十一节。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians 4:11.
又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。他说要立志做安静人。
He says here, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
在前面告诉他们要安静做工。
And then just before that, Paul told them to labor in quietness.
且上帝家的圣徒们，当他们听见主耶稣他要再来。
And then when the church of Thessalonica, when they know the coming of the Lord will come.
他们只知道主要再来。
And then they only know that Jesus will come again.
但是呢，什么时候来，他们却不是那么清楚。
But they didn't know when.
主也没有告诉我们。
Because the Lord never told us.
圣经说那日子那时辰没有人知道。
In the Bible it says that no one knows when the Lord will come again.
那这些圣徒们呢，他们有些觉得主就要来了。
And these saints in the church of Thessalonica, they felt that the Lord is coming almost now.
好像地上的工作都无所谓了。
And then to them, it no longer really matter what they do and what they do not do on this world.
在教会历史上也发生过好多次哈。
And I tell you that this actually happened times and times again.
有人说主耶稣在哪一天某年某月某日呢就要来了。
There will be people that predict that the Lord will come again on that particular day.
很多人就把这个家产什么都处理掉了。
And that a lot of people at that time they'll sell it all they have.
主来了, 这工作也不需要了,
and then they said that, well, if the Lord comes tomorrow, why bother going to work today?
好像都不在乎了,
and then why bother going to work today?
但是保罗告诉他们,
but then Paul here tells them,
勉励他们你要怎么等候主来,
to encourage them, how do we wait actively?
我们今天, 等候主不是说你放下所有外面的工作，你啥事没有，你这个叫做等候主。
Today, when we wait for the Lord, we're not just abandoning our post and just simply sitting there and waiting.
保罗他们说，我们就是一个榜样。
And then Paul tells that we are the example.
他们亲手做工。
That how they have to work with their hands.
他们面对多少的压力，多大的环境。
And against all pressure and the circumstances. Everything against them.
保罗把他们自己摆在弟兄姊妹面前, 他就是一个榜样。
And how Paul set an example to the brothers and sisters.
他也勉励他们,
and encouraged them.
要立志做安静人,
said here, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
办自己的事亲手做工,
and attend to your own business and work with your hands.
在等候主, 就在我们的生活中。
So that when we wait in our life.
今天主在制作我们, 就在我们每一天的生活中。
That today the Lord is changing us in our daily life.
他叫我们这个生命被改变。
He wants our life to change.
在彼前第三章第四节,
in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4.
他说只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
And he said, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet
spirit,
which is precious in the sight of God. And I believe that these words is more than just to the sisters.
我说弟兄们,
also tell the brothers that this is an encouragement to us.
在里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
That in our heart, we should have the imperishable quality of gentle and quiet spirit.
他说这在神面前是极宝贵的,
which is precious in the sight of God.
今天主已经拯救我们,
today the Lord has saved us.
我们信的时候, 我们的灵已经得救了。
That when we believe, our spirit is now saved.
这个得救是一直到永远的。
And this being saved is once and for all.
他赐给我们的是永远的生命。
Because he has now given us eternal life.
我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书, 我们知道当主耶稣基督再来,
and then when we read the book of 1 Thessalonians, when the Lord comes again,
死人要先复活,
that the dead will first be resurrected,
活着的人要改变,
and then the living ones will now transform,
要一起被提在空中, 在云里与主相会,
and we'll be raptured into the skies and meet the Lord in the sky.
那是我们何等荣耀的盼望,
and that is a glorious hope.
我们都要改变,
that our body will transform,
穿上一个荣耀的身体,
and we will now put on a glorious new body.
但是弟兄姊妹, 另外有一个得救, 说到我们魂的得救,
but brothers and sisters, there is still our soul that needs to be saved.
这是在今天为什么我们说灵得救了, 我们等候主再来, 但是今天主还留我们在地上。
So that our spirit is already safe and we're waiting for the Lord to come again, but there's one thing that we're doing today.
因为他不只赐生命给我们, 还要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
Because not only he wants us to have this new life, he wants us to have this new life abundantly.
另一个得救关乎到在国度里面我们所得着的赏赐。
And this relies on how much rewards we will have in our eternal life.
盼望在今天我们交通从一个点, 我们一起来学习。
So today I want you to have this to take away with you.
当我们愿意在主的面前说, 主唯有你是, 我们唯一的满足。
And then when we come to the Lord and says that you are our only satisfaction,
我们的心平静安稳,
and let us be quiet,
好像断了奶的孩子是在母亲的怀中,
just like a winded child rests against his mother,
我们无论在什么年纪, 我们无论信主多久, 我们仍然不靠着自己。
That doesn't matter how old we are, how grown up we think we are, that we do not rely on our strength.
单单来依靠主,
but to only rely on God.
我们认识到说, 是的在每一天生活里面,
and let us realize that in our daily life,
主叫我们一同来经历,
that our Lord wants us to experience Him.
我们愿意从主那里得着他的生命, 他是我们唯一的, 满足,
so let us draw our peace and satisfaction from Him alone.
我们得力在乎平静安稳,
because our strength lies in quietness and trust.
拣选主，他是我们的生命。
So choose the Lord to be your life.
啊，我们愿意放下我们老旧的天然。
So that we could deny our old self.
叫我们常常能够花时间来等候他。
So that we're willing to spend time to wait for him.
你试试看花时间，然后让你的心能够安静下来。
Give it a try. Quiet your heart and wait for him.
从里面来渴慕主。
From inside, have this deep desire of the Lord.
从里面来摸着主他的自己。
And from inside, touch the Lord.
你可以是从一个安静的时刻，然后慢慢把这样的一个情形带到你的工作中。
From a moment of quietness, let it grow to become your work ethic.
带到你的家庭的里面。
To bring it into your family life.
保持那个平静安稳。
To take this quietness with you.
啊，这是主给我们一个很大的福分。
Because this is the greatest blessing.
我们彼此勉励。
So let's encourage each other.
保罗说要立志做安静人。
Paul says that make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
安静不是自己。
To be quiet doesn't mean to be lazy.
不是一个消极的。
To be quiet is active.
是一个非常积极的。我们是一个主他所要赐给我们宝贵的生命。
So let's make an effort to receive this blessing.
以里面长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
To have this imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit.
我们再来唱诗歌246首。
Let's sing song 246 again.
有福的安静。
Blessed quietness.
圣洁的安静。
The holy quietness.
哦，我们的心带着渴慕。我们一起来唱这样的诗歌。
Let's sing with a heart of desire.
也许今天你在你的环境上还有很多的波澜。
Maybe today you're facing a lot of challenges.
也许你的生活里面还有很多的压力。
Maybe in your life you are overwhelmed.
也许你面对未来还有许多的不定因素。
Maybe you have many doubts about your future.
但是愿早间我们都来转向主。
But this morning let's all turn to the Lord.
水正起波澜，我们的主他正在说平安。
You see that even though it is a stormy sea, the Lord speaks peace to you.
请姊妹为我们事情谈一句，我们就来唱。